A presidential staffer, Dr. Clement Apak, has expressed surprise as to why the leadership of the Ghana Bar Association, GBA, should now wade into the call for power sharing. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Apak said that GBA should have rather made this proposal to the Constitution Review Committee as an association with legal brains. He said the timing, the context, and where the suggestion is coming from must be prosecuted.
Whilst I'm yet to get the full communique of what transpired, the Congress of the Ghana Bar Association, of the BAT, I have few reservations as to why an organization which is one that represents the learned friends, or if you like, members of the legal fraternity, would be raising issues about power sharing, knowing fully well the content of the Constitution and the parameters that have been laid out within the context of how the president should go about forming his government. The Constitution quite clearly gives the president the prerogative to appoint people to serve in his government, and it lays out certain basic conditions, including ensuring that there is a regional balance, that people from various professions are represented, and as much as possible, that there is a gender balance. So in as far as the president has done this, it raises a lot of very curious questions as to why the GBA would be raising the issue of power sharing. The GBA and its members would understand the content, letter, and spirit of the Constitution.
Why would the GBA not contribute this suggestion to the Constitutional Review Committee, and they are now coming out to say it? Is it an afterthought?
This is a very important question, and I would hope that there will be the opportunity to engage the leadership of the GBA to find out exactly what the motivation is regarding this issue of power sharing coming from an organization, or at least the leadership of the GBA. There is the need to put in context that this tendency of trying to make short-term proposals to address constitutional matters are not very helpful. And if indeed the GBA believed all along that there was a need to look at a rearrangement of our governance structure as it pertains to the powers and prerogatives of the president, then one would have hoped that the GBA would have made that contribution when the Constitutional Review Committee was going around soliciting ideas in terms of what we need to do to make our constitution serve us better. So if they did not do that, and they did not propose these kinds of ideas within the right context to be included in the report submitted by the Constitutional Review Committee, then it raises questions as to the motive. Could it be the case that the GBA probably feels the need to raise the issue now as a result of the outcome of the failed petition filed by the opposition and its candidate, Nana Akufo-Addo? And if that is the case, can we say then that the GBA is in the interest of the state, or is perhaps doing the bidding of another entity? So these are very curious questions that we need to raise, given the timing, the context, and where this suggestion is coming from.
But do you believe in power sharing?
No, I don't believe in power sharing. Power sharing only comes into being if and when a country has suffered a traumatic experience within this context, and on the basis of global history, war or a conflict, where different players in the political terrain or different segments of society, different stakeholders come together to form a power sharing government.
Dr. Clement Apak is a presidential staffer.
For his part, the 2012 presidential candidate of the PPP, Dr. Pakwesi Indum, says he would prefer to call for a system of giving back power to the people. He said in that context, parliament should be separated from the executive, while parliamentarians are not appointed as ministers.
I prefer not to use the term power sharing. I believe that what we need to do is ensure that we take some of the big, overbearing, all-encompassing powers that we have given to one person, President of the Republic, and give it back to the people at the grassroots level. So it's not sharing it. It is giving power that belongs to others and put them where they are. In our constitutional dispensation in democracy, you have the executive, you have the judiciary, and you have the legislature. Now, the legislature, which is our parliament, their power has been diluted and most of it given to the president. And we need to go and change the constitution we have to make sure that we separate parliament from the executive, remove ministers from parliament. If you are a minister, you cannot be a member of parliament. If you're a member of parliament, you cannot be a minister. so that proper checks and balances can happen. So you take what we've given to the president, give it back to where it belongs, to parliament. Parliament can be strong enough to stand toe-to-toe with the executive and the presidency so Ghanaians can get the best that we deserve. At the grassroots level, we know we have a legislature at the grassroots level, which is the district and municipal and metropolitan assemblies. And then you have the executive, which is the chief executive. You have the members of parliament at that level who are the assembly members. Today, we have given the powers, taken it from them to the president. And the president today, he appoints 1/3 of all the members of the assembly. He nominates the chief executives. They influence who becomes the presiding member, who is the speaker at that level, and so on and so forth. We must remove the hand of the president from that level so that power goes there. Once you do that and you allow universal adult suffrage so that anybody who wants to be chief executive can contest and everybody can vote, because the same people who vote for president, who vote for member of parliament, are the same ones who should vote to have all the assembly members put in place and the chief executive. When you do that, now you are distributing power and you're putting it where that power belongs.
2012 presidential candidate of the PPP, Jotkapa Kwesi Indum.
The leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, has also rejected calls for power sharing. Mr. Wayo told Radio Ghana that credible elections were conducted in a peaceful atmosphere and the winner declared. It is therefore shameful for the Ghana Bar Association to be calling for power sharing instead of addressing congestion issues in the country's prisons and other development issues.
The Ghana Bar Association in any civilized country will be dissolved because they're irresponsible people in there and they've taken charge. They've been robbing the people for a long time and nobody faces them. I don't know if you guys have memory. They said we blacks, we don't have memory. You remember when the GBA said they're out of politics? Do Ghanaians remember? So what is their problem now? There are a lot of lawyers cheating people, robbing people. What do they do about it? Why do we even, I don't get it. I think, you know, GBA for me, by American terms, stands for Ghana Brain Dead Association. They're brain dead. Because how can they even talk like that? When Kufuor was here wielding power, there was a judgment given. He didn't like it. He was in Australia. He flew all the way back post haste to change the judges to get what he wants. Where was the Ghana Brain Dead, their Brain Dead Association? Where were they? But the black man, something is wrong. It's very sad. Very, very sad. Very sad. When have you ever heard of GBA talking about young people in jail? Women don't have cells. They mix them with men. Where's the GBA? Where's the GBA? When the whole world is saying our judiciary is corrupt, what did they do? Huh? What did the GBA do? There are people who are lawyers here who are stealing from people, doing Azam 419, everything. The Ghana Legal Council don't work. Nothing. So who are these people? This is a bunch of shadowy people, knowing that our population is not educated, right? So they take advantage of them. You understand? I had a lawyer friend, and there was a case, and he was telling the guy to bring some money to give to the judge. And I says, how can you say that? You're a lawyer. He said, Chuck, you don't know the culture. I said, but you're committing a serious crime. Don't you know that? I introduced an American woman to a lawyer here. He defrauded the woman. I went to Ghana Legal Counsel, you know, konaba, konaba. So the country is a joke. The president got to fix the country, okay? What do you mean power sharing? You went out, you campaigned, the people voted for you, and you got to come share? Have you ever heard anything like this? I don't know. I've never heard anything like this at all. So this just proves Lord Lugard's point that the black man, there's something wrong mentally with him. If they had stood up against Kufuor or stood up against Rawlings, and now they talk, you know, like we say, bim, bam, brim. But they were there. They cooperated. As long as they're making their little money. Have you ever heard of them talk about Makola Market? Have you ever heard about Ashaman? Have you ever heard GBA say anything about the condition of the people? Go to the cells. Go to police cells and see 15-year-olds, 14-year-olds. What is this about? I don't get it. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Kofi Wayo is the founder and the leader of the URP.